We shall continue on with our week two NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer doing our wild card picks. These are some random games that we are going to tell you who's going to win. So let's go with Ben first.
All right, for my game, I'm going to do the Vikings at the Colts. And the beautiful Indianapolis Colts became the beautiful Los Angeles Chargers last week. They led most of the game, fourth quarter, coughed it up, did a typical Philip Rivers maneuver. I was laughing hysterically. I thought it was the best thing ever. But I'm going to do this. Regardless what Brad thinks, I'm going for the Colts in this game.
Oh.
Mainly because Minnesota's defense is terrible. And one thing Rivers does well is spread the ball around. So this is going to be a game where he's going to, throw for, 250 yards, couple touchdowns. Their running back situation's a little questionable at the moment, but I think they're going to keep that secondary honest with a little bit of, commitment to the run, but it's going to be a chuck fest for Rivers. And I think he's going to realize why he's there and that the city's going to fall in love with them all over again, just so he can break their heart in week three and lose it again.
Did you say a chuck fest or an up chuck fest?
Probably both.
A little bit of both.
That's a ballsy one, Ben. I like it. The Colts defense just let Gardner Minshew go 19 of 20 in a game. So I'm very interested to see if the Colts defense, because I think you're right about the offense for sure. But I'm very interested to see if they show up or not. That's an interesting one.
All right, Brad, what's your wild card?
Well, I'm going with the Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. New England's going into Seattle. Seattle just offensively just put a whooping on Atlanta. Russell Wilson and that offense look awfully scary because they took the leash off of Wilson. He threw the ball all over the field. You got DK Metcalf. You have Lockett. You've got, Chris Carson had a great game. It's a scary offense. It can really be a scary offense. And we watched Cam Newton. Cam Newton, to me, is what Philip Rivers is to Ben, my least favorite football player. But I watched him against New England, and everyone said how impressive the offense looked and everything else. Look, man, they're not going to go in there and be able to throw the ball 18 times in Seattle and win. The New England defense has regressed from what it was last year. Seattle looks really good. Their defense, Matt Ryan had to put throwing the ball all over the place against them, but they made a lot of plays when it counted. And I don't trust Cam Newton's arm at all. And who are the wideouts there? Exactly. So
I don't think he even trusts his arm. That's the way he runs all the time.
Yeah, and I think some of that is probably by the game plan, but also he clearly called his own number in a couple of the plays in the red zone. So it's just one of those things when it comes right down to it, do you take Cam Newton or do you take Russell Wilson? The answer isn't Cam. Do you take Bill Belichick or Pete Carroll? You generally take Belichick, but this is a long trip for them. It's in what will probably be terrible air. That's not good. I just think Seattle Seahawks are too prepared for this game for them to lose, and I think that they're actually favored by – actually haven't – and look, it's the Sunday night game. Seattle's favored by 4. I think they win by more than that. I think they win by a touchdown. So I'm going Seattle.
Is there a chance that they move the game because of air quality? Because they did that with the Mariners.
About that, but yeah, they
Mariners and Giants. Yeah, they flipped that over to San Francisco. So
I haven't read anything. They let the Niners play in Santa Clara with an air rating of almost 300. So I don't know what they'll do on Sunday.
All right, my wild card is the Ravens taking on the Texans. I'm going to take the Ravens over the Texans. The thing about the Texans is they got a kind of a raw deal. I know they have extra time to prepare for this, but I mean, not a raw deal. I mean, everyone has a tough schedule, but to take on the Super Bowl champs and then, national TV and lose pretty badly. And then to have to take on Baltimore, which just, beat the snot out of the Browns. I feel bad because I think the Texans are actually a good team. And I think they're going to be in the mix there, at least for a wild card. But they're starting off 0-2, and the Ravens are winning this one.
That is a rough start.
That is a rough start. All right, you can check out our NFL picks anytime. All you need to do is go to 977theriver.com and click on the Sports Buzz, and we'll see how we fare this weekend. We'll do Beer 30 coming up next on The River.
Woohoo!